Mark chapter 7. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes, which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashen hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashen hands? He answered and said unto them, Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. Jesus is approached by these Pharisees and scribes from Jerusalem, and they begin to observe him. And they begin to observe his disciples, and they see, aha, we have found fault. They're eating, look it, but they haven't washed their hands first. Aside from any sort of good hygiene issue, you know, I mean, when you go to the market, who knows what you could have touched? You might have gotten dirty hands, but it's not about dirt so much as it is about defilement. Because to them it was a religious washing. You know, they were very concerned about being defiled. Because in the Old Testament there were ways in which you would be ceremonially defiled. Like the man who touched a dead body would be defiled. And they had taken that to a conclusion where they said, well, you go to the market, who knows what you may have touched. So you better cleanse your hands with water in order to be clean. They had developed a tradition about it. It was considered good form in their tradition to wash your hands before eating. Because why? They're afraid of what they might consume. That something defiled might get into them. Because they've been in a common place. They've been doing common things. The first Jesus here is focusing on the fact that this is traditional. That the authority for this is purely based on tradition. And for the Pharisees and scribes, this is merely the tip of the iceberg. They have many such like things they do by tradition. Their form of righteousness was dependent on them performing a lot of outward acts. A lot of things that would appear righteous to men. A lot of things that would seem to be, make them a clean person. Look, and I've washed my hands. I'm clean. The quote from Isaiah chapter 29. I have a song for this on my website. oraclesofgod.org. You know, this people draw near me, they honor me with their mouth and with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They have a religiosity that is very apparent outward. On the outward, it is very apparent, but inwardly, their heart is going after other things. Their hearts are filled with covetousness. Their hearts are doing other things. And so it is, their words say, Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. But yet, somehow, in the things they do, in the traditions they hold, they're far from God. They're far from the righteousness which the scriptures dictate. They're far from the truth which the Word of God speaks. They're teaching for their doctrines the commandments and traditions of men. Things that men say you ought to do. Traditions. I'll tell you that. One big way in which I see this in the modern world, because it's easy to just go on about the Pharisees. Well, what about today? Are they still doing this today? Have we learned our lesson? I say no. There are many things we still do by tradition. Things taught in church are traditional. They're doctrines that are handed down. Not necessarily in scripture, like the Trinity. That's a tradition. It's a traditional interpretation of the nature of God. I'm not going to try to dissect that particular doctrine right here. And if anyone wants to understand what I think about the nature of God, I have a paper I wrote on my website, oraclesofgod.org. But the tradition that includes that word, Trinity, and the teachings that they instituted regarding that are so entrenched that if you just... let me put it this way. The people who don't believe in the doctrine will still co-opt the title. Meaning, they won't hold to the description of the Trinity given by the fathers who instituted that doctrine. Rather, they will describe it in their own terms and then call that the Trinity. Whereas the Trinity doctrine is a very specific set of beliefs about the nature of God. And those are handed down by tradition. And the tradition is so strong that the word has become so powerful. Just say Trinity, and suddenly people begin to feel uncomfortable. Because like, wait a second, that word is supposed to be right. But the word is never in the Bible. And I'm not denying certain truths about things that they say about the Trinity by tradition. I'm just saying that holding it by tradition is a false way to hold it. I don't want to hold on to any doctrine because it's a tradition. It's because orthodoxy says that's what we ought to believe. And that's how men are always trying to force us to believe, by tradition. That's what people do when they go to university, is they receive a set of traditions, a set of things, teachings, that have been discussed and agreed upon by those who came before. But what about the root? I have already received a tradition that I'm supposed to hold. The tradition of Christ and his apostles. Because I know that the apostles and Christ, they were in contact with each other. And I believe Jesus was the Son of God. So I know that the doctrine I get from them is going to be true. Anyone who comes afterwards, how do I know? Do I have, you know, should I put my trust in what they teach? Should I even bother with what they teach? Should I even try to analyze it? Or should I rather not just go to the source? Oh, but Paul, everyone needs someone to teach them at some point. True, to a certain degree. But I know that the things I really needed to know, no one could teach me. No one could teach me. The Holy Spirit had to teach me. The things that are really needful cannot be taught. They can't be taught. How can you teach someone to hunger and thirst after righteousness? You could teach them that they ought to do it, and they could receive the fact, I ought to do this. But how can it be taught to do it? How can you teach someone to feel it?